Came to Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Tes. So Amo Shamu Ba'amo Habeinoinis. When we mention the Amo, we're discussing a middle-sized Amo. A middle-sized Amo. What do you mean a middle-sized Amo? We'll see in a few moments. So Shtei Amo Soi B'shushan Abiro.
Empty is always the Beinus.
The Beinus. You always have to go Derech HaMutz, not to be an extremist.
This is Levine on...
You have to be the middle road. Don't be an extremist.
Rambam says this.
Don't be a fundamentalist.
Function what?
A fundamentalist.
What's it function?
ISIS. Fundamentalists. Okay.
Ha'am
Moshe Amru, Ba'am Ha'beinoin, this middle-sized Amru, Shtei Amru Soyu B'shush Nabiwa, Achashel. B'shush was a room, it was a chamber in the base of Midrash, Achas Al Keren Mizrachis. So this one was on the northeast, the east-north corner, the Achas Al Keren Mizrachis, Tremis, on the southeast door, Shush Al Keren Mizrachis, Sifonis, Haisa Yisera Al Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba. That Amu was a little bit larger than Moshe's Amu by half a finger. And Shal Keren Mizrachis, Tremis, Haisa Yisera Al Chatzi, Haisa Yisera Leha Chatzi Etzba. Nimsa Yisera Al Shal Moshe Etzba. So they are two different measuring. There are two different amos that were etched into the wall, so people can use it as a model, can use it as the most authentic amo to use for measuring. One was larger than the real amo chatzi etzba, and the other was larger than this first amo, another chatzi etzba, which means in total it was larger than the total etzba. Now why? Okay, let's read the whole Mishnah first. Why were they two large ones, two of them? Ela shehumanim meilim b'katana u'machazirin b'gadoyla k'dei shelo yavol lidei mi'ila. When they would contract, they would be paid. They would be paid based on the katana. They would be paid at a small amount, and they would be required to supply the larger amount. So if you were hired to go and, let's say, give a silver, to produce a silver rod, that was an amo, so you would be paid for the amount of silver, you would be paid for what it costs to do an amo, the smaller amo, but you would be required to provide a silver bar that was a chatzi etzba than what you were paid for. Why? So you should not be chayv mi'il, because just if you give exactly what you're supposed to give, it might come out that you're taking more than what you're giving. I might have cheated the Beis Hamidrash by a tini mashu, and even a tini mashu is a chayv mi'il. So in order there should be no chashash of mi'il, you have to provide a little bit more than what you were given. I was given a certain amount of money, I'm going to give the Beis Hamidrash a little bit more, I'm going to go overboard. Okay? And that's a lesson for life. Every time a person, got to give a little bit more. Don't be stingy to be mitzamsim. You provide a service, you give a little bit more. You're a contractor, you're in business, you have to give the customer a little bit more than what he deserves. This is a midah in life. Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav here says, "I'm a Shabbos. I'm the one who said Linyan Shabbos to everyone. So, we got to Shabbos. I mean the Rav. Well, we did the whole Mishnah. Let's read the Rav. Do the Rav. We have to read the Rav. Yeah.
Why don't we do the Mishnah again?
The mission again?
Yeah.
When it says the word Amo, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos here more than Dalad Amos. When you talk about going Erev in 2,000 Amos for the Tchum Shabbos. Every time you talk about the Amo in Shulchan Aruch and the mission and the Gemara, there's referring to Amo Beinoinis. Period. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, "Shtei amos hayu b'shushan abira." There were two amos in Shushan, and there was a room. There was a room in the base of Midrash, and they etched into the wall the size of an amo. Achas al keren mizrachas sifanis. Achas al keren mizrachas remis. One was on etched in the wall of the mizrachas sifanis, and one was etched into the mizrachas remis. Al keren mizrachas sifanis.
Two amos in Shushan abira.
That's a room. That's a chamber. A room. Okay, a room.
Yeah.
You see, this is one big room.
A room, they had it on the wall or something?
They had it on the wall, etched into the wall.
To show
people, so people can come and they can measure themselves. They can copy it.
Why Dafka B'Shushan
Abira? Because of the Beis Hamidrash. Okay, that was the name, and that was paid for by the government. So they called it by the name of Shushan Abira. It was a chamber that was paid for by the government. It was
Which
sponsored.
Government?
The Persian government, the Persians.
Why did they want to do that for?
Why they wanted to extend their tentacles their tentacles into the Beis HaMikdash and show that we have control. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they want to show they have control. They want people to be reminded that you Jews, you only live at the grace, the good grace of the
Persianos.
The government. We are the government. Look at America. America, if you want to flex their muscles. You want to flex the muscles. Everything is only because of them. That's what it says over here. So it says over here, there were two amos etched into the wall of Shushan HaBe. That was a chamber that was sponsored by the government. And everyone, every time you...
Shushan HaBe replaced.
That was where the miracle Purim happened.
Right.
So that's the capital of Persia. That's the capital. So when they gave money in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room and it was called the Shushan HaBira room.
Really?
Yeah. You ever go to Eretz Yisrael, you see there are pizza stores called the George Bush Pizza Store?
No.
The Obama Pizza Store?
Never.
Yes, there are places in Eretz Yisrael where they name stores after American icons. Elvis.
Chamber. Now I understand it. There was a chamber inside the Beis HaMikdash
called Shushan HaBira. So you learned something today.
Yeah.
Shushan HaBira was a chamber. It was named, endowed. This room has been endowed by Shushan HaBira. Like, oh, there's a plaque. You see the shtender over there in the front? There's a plaque on it. You see that little silver thing? This shtender has been endowed. Has been endowed by a certain person.
Beautiful.
It's called the Shushan HaBira. Achas. Al Karen Mizrachis Sifan. This one was etched into the wall that was on the northeast wall. The Achas and one Amma was etched into Al Karen Mizrachis Sifan.
It was in the room of Shushan
HaBira. Yeah, yeah.
So in the Shushan HaBira room,
on the northeast wall.
There was one Amma etched in.
Etched in.
Achas Al Karen Mizrachis Sifan.
On the southeast wall, there was like long. Okay, fine. Shall Karen Mizrachis Svinus Hoysay Shall Moshe Chatzi Etzpa. It was larger than Moshe's Amma by Chatzi Etzpa. Moshe's was the real Amma, so this is a little bit larger. And Vishal Karen Mizrachis Remis Hoysay Lecha, another Chatzi Etzpa. So when you add one Chatzi Etzpa plus another Chatzi Etzpa, you have a whole Etzpa. So it comes out, you understand that?
Yeah.
So it comes out. Nim says Yisrael Shal Moshe Etzpa. Therefore, the second one was larger Shal Moshe, a complete Etzpa, a whole Etzpa, whole finger. And why were there two different sizes? One gedol and ketana. Ella sheha'umanin.
Why didn't they just make one like Moshe?
What? No, they don't. That they don't need to. Who learns Chumash Rashi today? It's Pashat. You don't need to learn Chumash Rashi.
Okay, but why didn't they make one like Moshe?
Like Moshe, like I told you, it's like a Rishua said, my initial Torah. Who learns my initial Torah today? It doesn't pass. I told him afterwards. I told him, you know why we don't learn my initial Torah anymore? Because we have Halakha Chalivah.
Told him that?
Yeah.
So what did he say?
Smile. No, I told him. I'm sure he would like that. No? We don't need to learn my initial Torah. We have Halakha Chalivah. Halakha Chalivah. This is the best. He'll be insulted. He'll say, that's not a Likud. Like a Zalika, like it's Chiddush.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are we looking to make something that's not like Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was...
Well, we have to learn the Rav. The Rav will see.
Okay.
We have to learn the Rav to be Masber. We have to, you know, we have to try to cover some ground here. So Nimtz Yisrael Shal Moshe Etzba V'lom Amru Achas Gedol Achas Ketana Elo Sheha Umanin Noilim BeKetana UMachzirim BeGedol Kedei Shelo Yavo Lidei Meilas Uishnal Kam Lidei Meila. Okay, let's see what it's over here. Let's see what's over here in the Rav. And the Rav over here says V'Amru Shabba Amru V'Nin Shabbos V'Ervin V'Sukkah Midos Kedlim. Over here, giving a Rav, giving us think negative Dal Bonim. Shabbos, Ervin, Sukkah, Umidois, Uklayim, Ukiloyim, five things. Okay, five things. Ba'ama Beinoin is, he Amma Bashisha Tvachim. What?
Five things.
Oh no.
You could take it.
You want to be a Ganef?
You want it? Mitch, I'll do the tissues. So, let me use it, it's just I can't get my tissues here.
Neither will I ever. Okay, look, what does it say over here? What does it say over here in the Rav? The Rav over here says, Amashamru. We're going too slow here. Come on, let's learn something. Amashamru is Linyan Shabbos, the Erevin, the Sukkah, and this Kalayim. Okay, five different Amas. Five different Amas. Okay?
Shabbos,
Erevin, Sukkah, Midos. Midos is measurements.
Seems to be five here.
Five, what did I say?
Okay.
What did I say? Shabbos, no, I change that. Glinyan Shabbos, Erevin, Sukkah, Umidos, Ukilayim. Ba'ama Beinoinis. He Ama Bashisha Tvachim. What is Beinoinis? It's six Tvachim. In other words, they're going to be over here. There is an Ama that it is five Tvachim, and Ama that is six. So he's going to explain to what's the significance of six. First, Stender. Then, the jacket.
It's too hot.
What's going to be? Oh, too hot. Really, really, it's too hot. I'm freezing cold. You're telling me it's too hot here.
We're always freezing cold.
Kalta Litvak. Pcha. You know what Pcha is?
Yeah.
It's a Litvak. Why? You know why it's a Litvak?
It shakes.
Because it's cold. It shuckles. And if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined. Litvak. Cold. Shuckle. You try to inject them with a little Hasidus. You like that?
It's an old joke. Go ahead.
Old joke.
Ba'ama
beinanis. He ama bashisha tvachim. It's six tvachim. Why? The ika ama bas chamisha. The ika ama gedoyle bashisha. The etzba. Okay. So you see over here why? Because the number that's five.
Yeah.
There's an ama that's five tvachim, and then there's an ama that is.
The ika ama chamisha katanu imena. The ika ama gedoyle bashisha.
Where are you reading from?
Ihi
ama shish v'shish v'varam. Dika ama bash chamisha.
Five.
Dika ama gedola bashish v'etzpa. Bashish v'etzpa. Read what it says. Six and an etzpa. Six plus.
That's not a bainini.
That's a good. The good. Right. So what's the bainini? The bainini is six. So the what are the three amas? What are you doing today? Three amas. Number five. There's number that's six, and there's number that's six plus. Wow. It's just like today with the iPhones. The six plus. The six plus. That's exactly what it is today. We have the 6 plus iPhone. You know what the 6 plus iPhone is? You're living under a stone. You don't even know what the iPhone is.
The etzba.
Amos. There were two midos which they measured Amos. B'cholachas mehen Amos. It was Nama. B'shushan habira. B'shushan habira. What does it say there? Cheder echad bin banui al shar mizrachi.
But it means in the room.
Read the words of the Rav. Cheder echad. It was a room banui al shar mizrachi shel azara. That was on the east side of the Azara. Okay, you know the east side of the Azara is in the front of the Azara, because the west side is where the Kosel is. That's the back. That's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is.
So in the front.
The front. Okay, there was on the east side the Shar Mizrachi Shel Azara, the Olav near Shushan, the Olav Shushan Habira, Mitzuyeres. There was the image. It was etched the image of Shushan Habira. It was there that the Jews should have fear of the government. You should remember that you're only living in this world of the grace of the Persian government. That was their objective. Okay, that's why it was called Shabira. Al Shal Moshe, Al Alamos Bashisha Tvachim. So there was, the first one was a little bit larger, that was a little bit larger than Moshe Ravenus. That's six Tvachim. Shahum Shehu Monim Vailim Begatan Shaya Gizba Masne Imumnim.
Al Amos Bashisha
Tvachim. Moshe is six. When we say Moshe, referring to six. So in other words, the Mishra really is telling us really there were four Amos. Even though we start by telling us there were six, the Mishnah goes on to say, no, it wasn't five. Five, no, that's for measuring purpose, but the thing, we work on Amos. But when we talk about Amos, there was Amos that was five Tvachim, there's Amos that's six Tvachim, and there's Amos that's six plus.
That's three.
Right. No, so he's telling us, so now we're learning there's really an Amos that's six plus plus. So a total of four Amos. There's 5, 6, 6 plus, and 6 plus plus. That's what it says. So when we say Beinoni, we only take into account the first three, 5, 6, and 6 plus. But the truth is, when it came to the actual, to the workers, to the Umanim, we focus on the 6 plus and the 6 plus plus. Okay? Let's see what it says over here. Al shel Moshe, Ashbas Amos shel Bereshis Vacham shel Umanim Noedlum B'Gitano Kishahoya Gizbar Masne Im Ha Umanim. When the Gizbar would stipulate with the workers, Kach v'kach Amos Binyan Tasu L'Bedek Habayis Me Amos shel Moshe B'kach v'kach Dramim. They would stipulate, I'm going to pay you a certain amount of money, and we want you to provide a certain square feet. You're going to paint. You're going to spread the floor with lime. You can do cleaning services. You can do concrete. So you're going to pay us 5 square amas, and we're going to pay you $10 per square ama. Okay. Masne would stipulate im ha'umanim with the workers.
Who's the gizbar?
The guy in charge. Over here, Ziskin Shishuski, he's in charge of all the building, everything that goes on here. He is in charge.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
Ziskin Shishuski?
Yeah.
How do you know him?
You showed him to me once.
He's the Balavas here.
Okay.
He's in charge.
Okay.
Everything that happens here, he into painting of the walls, the chairs, the tables. He would stipulate with the workers. He would contract. People would come and they would bid for the job. So you'd say, in the Beis HaMikdash, construction, renovations. Well, you think they didn't do renovations in the Beis HaMikdash?
It's like
Shea Gizbar Masne Imcha Umanim Kach V'Kach Amos Binyan Hatas L'Bedek Habayis. This is the number of Amos that you will provide for Bedek Habayis. Me Amos Shel Moshe For Amos of Moshe V'Kach V'Kach Damim. For this amount of money, are you going to do 10 square feet? Are you going to do a paint job of 10 square feet? V'kach dam for this amount of money. And they will be required to give a little bit more an amah shel etzba. They would have to provide, they provide 10 square feet plus. A little bit more. They should add a little more to the condition. Because they give less, if they go to exact, it's inevitable they're going to give a little bit less. And if they give a little bit less, they're going to be taken to their possession. Money that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll be over on Ni'ilah. Right? So that's because the Migraj is that should be enough. We only have one Amah. We only the Amah that's going to be an Amah Shal Etzba. Why is there a Chatzi Etzba? Why is there now another Amah, another Chatzi Etzba?
When did we say there was two?
We just learned in the Mishnah there were two Amos. Amos, the one was 6 plus, and one was 6 plus plus. One was 6, a Chatzi Etzba, and the other...
Moshe was 6.
5 and 6, which we'll learn in the next Mishnah. Why there was 5 and there was 6. But Moshe was really... But we're calling now for a sake of simplicity, 6. 6.
Okay.
Moshe 6. And now there was another 2. There was 6 plus a Chatzi Etzba, and 6 plus a Chatzi Etzba, plus another Chatzi Etzba. There was 6 in the whole Etzba. So now the rabbi is saying, why do we have to have 2? Why don't the workers just give a Chatzi Etzba? Why is there 6 plus and a 6 plus plus? So he explains Sapashit. You should know this. You learn Daf Yomi. You listen to Rabbi Mansur.
No,
you talked to the Rabbi Mansur.
I know. I didn't listen to him last night.
So where did he go?
I didn't listen to him.
When
busy.
He...
Very busy now.
Why there two? One for silver and one for gold. So the answer is gold and silver. When it came to other supplies, wood, concrete, paint, marble tiles, when it came to building supplies, granite, then you gave a whole etzba, a whole finger worth more. But when it came to gold and silver, which are extremely valuable, very precise, you only gave a chatzi etzba. So that's the answer to the question. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's chaz the whole mission, now we know all the yisil, chaz the ganze mission test. Ha'ama she'amru. It's mamash acharp. We learn the one Mishnah. Ha'ama she'amru. When we make mention of an ama, ba'ama ha'beinonis. Every time we mention an ama, the ama that deal with hilchos Shabbos and hilchos Erevin, hilchos Sukkah, hilchos Kalayim, hilchos Midos. All of these things are an ama of beinonis. What's beinonis?
Five.
No.
Six.
Six. So what are the three? If a Beinoni is six, what are the three? What are the three?
Five.
Five, six, and six plus. So discussed in the Am of six. Yeah? Am Beinonis. Then he goes on to say, the bishop goes on to say, Am Asham Rabbama HaBeinonis. Shushte Amos Chayu B'shish Nabira. Now, when we're dealing with the six plus, the truth is it's not just really one plus. It's a plus and a plus plus. Why was there a plus and a plus plus? It was for the workers. Why do we need two for the workers, a plus and a plus plus? Well, the plus was only for the wood and for stone, and the plus plus was for the wood and the stone, and the plus was for the gold and the silver.
Okay.
So, Keren Mizrachas Fan, Sachas Al Keren Mizrachas Remis, Shal Keren Mizrachas Sifain is Haiso Yisera Al Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba, Vishal Keren Mizrachas Remis Haiso Yisera Lecho Chatzi, another Chatzi Etzba, Nimses Yisera Shal Moshe Etzba, Volam Ram Rachas Kilo Yachas, why do we have to have two different ones? Elosh, why do you have to have Doyle of Yachas Katana? Elosh Ho Umanim, Doyle of Katana, they would contract. They would receive their contract based upon the smaller, based upon six. Based upon six, and they'll be obligated to provide material based upon the gedolah of the six plus plus. For wood and stone, it was six plus. For gold and silver, it was six plus plus. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says all the Amos were Beinonis, were middle-sized Amos, except for the Mizbeach Hazav, the Akeren, the Asoid, the Hayisoid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amos Abinyan Shishat Vachim. I mean the Mishnah. Okay, but the truth is we have to stop. Let's read the Mishnah and then we have to stop.
Vayisoid,
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amos Abin. Those were five. Those were five Amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amos Abinyan Shishat Vachim, Vishal Kalim Chamish. Let's just do the Rabbi very quickly. Call Amos Ahayu Beinonis, Ba'amah Vashisha. All the Amos were Beinonis, which means six. Beinonis means six. Because it's five, six, and six plus. So all Amos in the Mikdash were made from Amma of six. Chutz mimizbech hazav, shahoy amal amma. So you see the mizbech hazav? That's what you bring the Ketores. Yosimu Ketores v'yapecha v'cholil al mizbechecha. Baruch Hashem cheloi. Baruch Hashem cheloi. Success. And how much was the mizbech? My mizbech was an amma of five tefachim.
Shehaya amma al amma.
It was one amma by one amma. Al amma and amma, but how did they calculate what kind of amma? How many tefachim were there in that amma? Did amma have five tefachim? Did that amma have six tefachim? So it says it had five tefachim. And what else? Else also was the keren, the yisoid, the keren, the yisoid, the yisoid of the mizbech and the choyt. That's on the right side. The keren shal mizbech. Yeah, the keren shal mizbech and the choyshes. Shoylo arba pinas four corners. The arba banim shal amu gavoya. The amu lama oive. The oisa amu choyse be amu basrich. Those four corners. That top corner was an amu. All three dimensions of that corner was five tefachim. Five, five, five. The soyvev and the yisoid shamizbech and nechayish as a pair of gimel themselves will do the same before Hashem amas binyan. Okay, then he goes on to say amas. We have to do this tomorrow because we're out of time. But we need to do this tomorrow because it's complicated. We have to see the pictures inside very carefully.